Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
On Tuesday, the NBC Morning Show officially announced that Hoda Kotb was taking over Matt Lauer's co-hosting duties alongside Savannah Guthrie after Lauer was fired in November for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. I just love the fact that Hoda got Matt Lauer's job. What I don't like is the fact that Hoda is making significantly less money than Matt was for co-anchoring the same show every day. Well, according to multiple reports, I know Matt was there for 20 plus years and Hoda has only been with NBC for 10 years, but her $7 million salary just pales compared to Matt's $25 million a year before he was fired. Well, I gotta tell you, Hoda is not complaining about the salary upgrade and can negotiate for more money on the next round, which I'm sure she'll get. But these numbers continue to showcase the disparity in the workplace between men and women. And you know, I was out and about yesterday and several people asked me if I'd seen Russell Simmons. No, and I don't want to see him was my answer. Well, you know, in the last months of 2017, Russell was accused of sexual misconduct, including rape and attempted rape by some 13 women. Since these accusations began, he had stepped down from his company but was committed to clearing his name as he embarked on this campaign, hashtag not me. Well, yesterday, the Def Jam co-founder's statement from his rep said that he believes it's time for women to speak up. And ironically, he is no longer going with his campaign of hashtag not me. Well, it turns out that two more women had gone to the NYPD last month and filed police reports with allegations that Russell had raped them. One of these occurred in 1983, the other in 1991. One of the accusers, though, is Sherry Hines. Remember her? Her rap moniker was Sherry Cher, and she was in that all-female hip-hop group Mercedes Ladies. Well, Sherry's account of the rape and recollection mirrors very closely to what Jenny Lamette wrote in her open letter about the sexual assault that she experienced from Simmons, and that was published in November. Now that makes the total number of accusers against Russell to be 15. So I guess the really big question, will he ever face charges? And don't forget to download today's Hollywood Live Extra podcast. I take you backstage at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. You don't want to miss it. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, go to AURN.com and follow me on Twitter @TanyaHollywood.